Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Chuck Berry, ladies and gentlemen.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Legendary Chuck Berry. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Not quite legendary yet, but working on it. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having a new friend with us today, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to become an old friend, though. He's got a lot to teach us. Kevin Werbach is professor of legal studies and business ethics at Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, the legendary business school there. He is the author of a new book called The Blockchain and the New Architecture of Trust. Kevin, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. This is not your first one. You've written at least one more that I know of.
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote a book on what's called gamification, using techniques from video game design to motivate people in business.
Right. So in the previous segment, we talked about the foundation for what's needed going forward in the digital age, which is trust. Humans, we established that humans require analog humans that require trust. And one last thing on that, Kevin, 100 years from now, when we're almost completely digital, if not quantum, you and I will still be analog. We'll never be digital until a child is born with a Bluetooth brain. And so we're always going to be analog. And so we're actually the part of the rub in the digital age because we have this requirement for trust. But I think that's going to require an ethical, our ethics that we can live with mounted on a piece of technology. And that's what your book's about. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we talked about before, there's a need for a new framework of trust because trust is eroding so much in society. And what blockchain provides as a technology that allows trust in the output of the system. You can trust in a transaction without having to trust any particular person or entity that's verifying the transactions. So you can trust the results without having to trust anyone in particular.
Right.
And so
let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
For those people who may have just tuned in, people who've been listening to my show, they know what blockchain is, but give them a reminder, and for people who just tuned in, to remind them of what a blockchain is.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a family of technologies for what are called distributed ledgers. It's a kind of decentralized database where multiple people or companies or organizations that don't know or trust each other can reach consensus. They can each have their own copy of information, but know, and it's based on the mathematics of information security and cryptography, they can be confident that they're all seeing the same information. Mm-hmm. We're not all trusting, say, the bank or the government records. We've all got our own copy, but we know that the information is distributed across the network.
It allows
so that
people
allows,
who, like you and me who don't know each other to do business at the speed of light at 9 billion bits per second without knowing each other and feel like that we can trust the transaction.
Well, exactly. It's the latter part, right? The internet allows us to do that. We already do business in this digital way.
But you got to have
it's
this,
having
the
confidence in the information without
that's
the individual.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So the challenge, though, is people think because we've got this blockchain technology, we don't need any of the human systems. We can just rely on what the ledger says and rely on the cryptography.
Right.
And that's the mistake that a lot of the early Bitcoin and cryptocurrency advocates make, which I take on in the book. You still need the humans because trust is more than just certainty. It's
that's
not
right.
just I'm confident that this transaction went from this account to this account. How do we know what those accounts are?
Well, computers don't require trust. Only humans require trust.
Right, no, exactly. And trust requires some understanding of intent and all the soft things.
Yep.
So a transaction happens. Now, I know it's a thief. You know it's a thief. But the computer doesn't know it's a thief. There was actually
right.
a situation like this 2 years ago that someone stole $60 million from a blockchain-based funding network. And everyone could see it was theft. It was very clearly theft. But the network couldn't tell. The network just said, all right, is this a legal transaction under the rules of the technology? Sure, send the $60 million. They had to actually break the entire network. They literally split the Ethereum cryptocurrency into two forks because that was the only way to get the money back. So that comes back to what we talked about. You need the human systems. You need ethics. So you need people to behave in a responsible way and not build things that are designed to be used for criminal activity. But you need the backstops of law and regulation and mechanisms of governance, and we have to work through how to do that in a way that doesn't eliminate the benefits of the technology, but makes it a trustworthy system.
And so what I've been trying to the way I've been trying to describe this is not just to say blockchain, but to say some variation of blockchain. It will be our future. It will be the future of trust. What do you think about that? In other words, I worry that some people that tomorrow there'll be a really horrible headline about some disaster with blockchain, and people will write it off. It's going to be a variation on blockchain that we'll go forward with. What do you think?
Blockchain is a foundation. It's sort of like lots of bad stuff happens on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of people use the internet to steal things, to hack our election, all this other stuff. That doesn't mean anyone's going to say, all right, let's get rid of the internet. Let's just go back to doing stuff on paper and fax machines. It's a mechanism. And blockchain is not just one thing. There is not one blockchain. It's a set of approaches that share this common structure that they're decentralized. But you need to understand that it's just a foundation. This gives us the opportunity to do things in new ways, just as the internet did. But look, I was at the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, 20-plus years ago working on internet policy. And people back then said, all right, government's going to go away. We'll just transact in this virtual way and make up our own rules. Didn't work, right? You needed to have boundaries. And the regulators needed to work with the industry and figure out how to do it.
Hold on to that thought. Kevin Werbach, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of blockchain. What's it going to look like? How will we use it in the future? The blockchain and the new architecture of trust.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.